From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump is continuing to make his case to voters as to why he's the best person to lead America forward. But he's also complaining that some Republicans are trying to thwart the official declaration of his nomination at next month's National Party Nomination Convention.
Who are they going to pick? I've beat everybody. But I don't mean beat. I beat the hell out of them. Right? Beat the hell out of them. And we're going to beat Hillary. And it would be helpful if the Republicans could help us a little bit, you know, okay? Just a little bit.
Some delegates to the convention in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, say they want to change the party's rules to allow delegates to vote for someone other than Trump. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is pulling further ahead of him in the polls 5 months before the November 8th election. Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, celebrated the arrival Saturday of their second grandchild as their daughter Chelsea gave birth to a boy, Aiden Clinton Mezvinsky. Experts say it's too soon to gauge whether a week of horrific news out of Orlando will hurt tourism there, but travel agents are not seeing widespread cancellations, and many travelers say they are committed to visiting. Orlando has been rocked in the past week by three events: the mass murder of 49 people, the fatal shooting of a singer, and a two-year-old boy that was killed by an alligator at Disney World. Well, the average price of gasoline has leveled off to $2.37 a gallon for regular unleaded in the U.S. The slight decline came after nearly 3 months of rising gas prices. This is VOA.